Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian, the inevitable.
Instigator's emerged. Britannia's back in the inside. Instigator, Stern Idol. Stern Idol fight. Instigator, Stern Idol. The big boy's fighting like a lion. Stern Idol all the way. Brave.
Zaghi joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face. At the 150, Animo takes the lead from Zaghi. Alligator Blood, I'm Thunderstruck. But it's Animo clear. I'm Thunderstruck late. Animo holding on. Animo this time for the big A. What a from I'm Thunderstruck. El Monagon Wicks down the middle. Kings Will Dream at the 100. It's getting desperate. Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Arch is too good. They can't beat her.
G'day punters, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast, where we will be previewing the Group 1 Moya Stakes there at the Valley on Saturday. They've got four stakes races and, of course, the inaugural running of the So You Think Stakes. Can you tell I've got my Moonee Valley cap on? Maybe not. It's also the Concord and the Chelmsford in Sydney. Some really good racing there with some of the big boys back in action, including Giga Kick and Bella Nipotina, big girls and big boys. Nico Magualta and Will Alfred, how are we doing, lads?
Very well. Very well. The racing this weekend's not quite as good as last week, but you know, is there's little angles that you can find. It's only Wednesday, so it's hard to be all over the form as what I would maybe on a Thursday night. But I think there's a couple that you can I've sort of found that are obvious ones that just sort of stick out. So, you know, it should be a good day's racing and I'm probably going to go, so I look forward to it.
Beautiful. Nico, you're not as keen about this Saturday's card.
No, it's fucking disgusting. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's fucking horrible.
It's probably Ben's fault too.
Whack. It's not Ben's fault. It's just a fucking shit week of racing. It's just a lull week that we've got at the moment. And then usually from here on out, there's not too many bad weeks. But
yeah, what's
this
next
week?
It's
disgusting. We can't make any mistakes though. Yeah,
I don't know. Right, it's still decent. Like there's still a few losses. But
fucking hell! Today's meeting was nearly better than the weekend.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about today's meeting real quick. But I thought there were two, a filly and a mare, who could go on to better things. Tell us what you thought of, firstly, Ferrari at Sandown and then Isthmus in the last.
Oh, yeah. I did see those. A Ferrari won well. So she obviously just had a bad day at Flemington that day. She ran, you know, like, I don't know. I saw she still ran a quick time. It is Sandown. They run down a dip, but, you know.
That's still not believing that she's a good track horse.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I
don't know, today. Like, so she should be running fast time against the squib she ran against today. Like, fuck me.
If you can run fast time, you can run fast time. But she,
it'll be interesting to see what the ratings sort of adjudicate today's performance, given those.
Well, there
two
was one of those, yeah, one of those Ballarat ones where it said it was like a heavy 10 or something. It was actually like a 6 when it was reflected on the times, which is why I was sort of, I wasn't of the opinion that she was just a soft tracker leading into Flemington, and I was happy to. I don't think I actually backed her because I think they kept her quite short. But I thought she was quite good. And I think maybe my opinion now is that she is just a speedy horse. She's not necessarily a horse that's going to get over distance like her breeding would suggest. But, yeah, she won well. And so did Isthmus, who's the daughter of Shoals. And I backed her one day at Moonee Valley because I thought she was going to be really, really good. And she just sort of found her level. But, you know, they went like I didn't have any bets today because I couldn't be bothered doing the meeting. I put her up like $10. So I wish I did do the meeting on Monday. Yeah. Because yeah, I couldn't believe God. It.
That win she had at Moonee Valley three starts back was like lengths clear of the field. And I was thankfully able to get a result out of her, which was good. But yeah, in hindsight, I've got no idea how they opened her up $10. I think Bet365 went up $12. So crazy.
All I remember is I piled into her at Geelong Main when she got baited on to him. Yeah, you look back and you're like, how the fuck did that ever happen? Like, she just genuinely has looked like a superstar ever since.
Yeah. Hashtag.
What a world.
The great game.
What a world.
All right, let's go straight.
Oh, there was one other good performance that is probably scope for better.
Zlotties.
Yeah. And that was a win.
Yeah, it was. It's like she hit a bit of a flat spot going up the rise.
Well, that's probably second up off a long break, I reckon. Two and a half years off or whatever she had.
That's true.
She was like 1,000 days.
Graham Begg said they wanted to settle a little bit closer, but Geordie was just happy to go back and let her sort of build into her work, and you know, maybe she would have been a bit too keen if he was up there. But yeah, it was a really good win, and you love the way that she knuckled down to find the line that last 100. I don't think she's in the same category as Ferrari and
Isthmus. Probably not, but I think she might be able to get the stakes grade.
Yeah, potentially.
That was only her third ever race start, so who knows. Yep. Still got to think there's a bit more room for improvement, but Graham Begg's got a knack with those Phillies mares. He's a very good trainer of the female sort.
Yeah, the girls were dominating there at Sandown today, but let's go to Moonee Valley this Saturday. It's going to be very, very interesting because last meeting the rail was in the 5-metre position. It wasn't the meeting prior at Moonee Valley, and the fence was very much off. We're thinking that the fence still will be a little bit off. I'm not sure if it'll quite be as bad as what it was going back probably a month ago now, but yeah, I would be expecting reasonably fair Moonee Valley, but just bonus up and in as always. So going in with a bit of an open mind, but there is that potential that the hard pressed against the fence lane could not be the spot to be potentially. What did you sort of think, Bob?
Yeah, it sort of has been a little bit. Because I sort of last Moonee Valley meeting, I thought it was going to be fence on fire because that's what happened last year. Was they brought the rail out 5 meters and it was fence hot, and when it was in the true, it was. You wanted to be sort of in the 5 meter or the 5 off the fence, sort of, you know what I mean. So yeah, it was just fence off, so it raced pretty fairly. So you know they've done a pretty good job with the track. I don't think there's been any. No one's been complaining about the Moonee Valley track. I wouldn't have thought.
No, I don't think so. There is a chance
you're just looking for something to complain about because I thought it's been pretty fair.
There is a chance that that ground probably 5 meters out could just be a little bit worn and have a little bit of marking and damage from that last meeting when the rail was out there. So I would still expect sort of lanes 3 to 5 to be that absolute A ground and on speed. But yeah, sort of going in with an open mind, we'll see what comes of it. As we said, it is only a Wednesday night. Usually we record on a Thursday and we've had a bit more time to do the form, but we'll do our best. It is absolutely my fault. Because I've got that VRC dinner tomorrow night, so that'll be fantastic. But it also means that we've had a day less to do the form. All right.
Absolute tosser. I told him he has to go buy another black suit. He's got that many fucking black tie events at the moment.
Maybe I'll go all white. Look at me. He'll
be putting around in his RMs.
The all-white look would look fantastic. I think you should do it.
Yeah.
White shoes as well. No, that's not for me.
White snakeskin.
The Magic Million special.
And boat shoes. All right.
Race 5 is where we're going to start, I believe, unless there's any objections, which is the Chautauqua Stakes. And donning the silks of the great Chautauqua, not the same trainer, but it's Arkansas Kid for Rupert Lee. $2.10, he is currently favourite from Who Dares, $4.40. A Little Deep is $5, and you're out to Desert Lightning. Group 1 winner carries 61 kilos, $6, and Savannah Cloud, $8.50. I'm going to stamp it. Best bet of the day comes up here in number 3, Arkansas Kid. This horse returned as a gelding last start. He ran a rating that would win this race if he repeats it again, beating Who Dares. And I would suggest that there is forecasted improvement. I thought he was pretty soft going past Who Dares in that race. And while there is just a small weight swing in Who Dares' favour, I just think Arkansas Kid is going to improve again. He was obviously entered last week in the Heath. I don't think he would have beaten Recommendation with the number that he ran, but he can definitely win this, and I think they'll be well rewarded for going here instead. Sticking to 1,200 metres, he's going to get the grouse map just in behind the speed from Barrier 2. I think he's way too good here, and I'm happy to mark him odds on.
Yeah, I thought this is one of those ones where you sort of, it's almost muggy, like it's way too obvious, but for like whatever reason, I just think the price is very, very fair. I think the price of A Little Deep is funny. Like it's never done anything ever to, you know, like a beat Charmed Run, Sunset Dreaming and Shame last time. That's a long way off this form. I just think this is like a $1.60 chance, and I think it's probably going to lob like one out, one back. I think probably Who Dares kicks up and Snappers. So Snappers comes across, and then Who Dares kicks up, and then it sort of just leaves it. Can just sort of sit just off him, I imagine. I don't, and the rest sort of just have to go back. And yeah, I don't. This is when if I would have completely thought this was going to go up like $1.80, and it's not. So
yeah.
I'm pretty happy. Just sort of this is a bet that I'm. Like, I'm not going to have too many bets, and I'm just, like, with Moonee Valley this early in the season, I still want to see just how the track's sort of going, so I can, you know, like, I don't want to back anything that's going to get too far back or anything. But regardless of how the track's playing, this is going to be a bet, and it's a pretty strong one because I think it only needs to run the rating it did last time. And like you said, Ben, I think it's probably going to improve. It ran a career peak first up, and that did go quite slowly in this race, and I thought it got the perfect run, and I was prepared to take it on if they went up in class, but I think it's gone down in class. It was essentially a 400-metre sprint, and it was Who Dares, Expressiveness, and Arkansas Kid, you know, first three in run, finished first three home. And I think that was the reason why Expressiveness drifted so heavily last Saturday. But, you know, I think he just gets the exact same run here, and there's no reason why he wouldn't run the same rating he did last time, if not improved. So, you know, you can make him pretty short if you really want to, especially when you're considering how short A Little Deep is for what it's actually ever done. So,
yeah, and potential map for A Little Deep from 7 as well.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Why is it $5?
And the other thing was, I don't know, Jamie was better today, but last Saturday wasn't her best or her finest few hours in the saddle, so
yeah. Well, she's going okay the last 50. I don't think she's out of form or anything, but no.
Yeah. And Arkansas Kid's just so well weighted here with 55. Like he was going to carry 58.5, I think, in the Heath last week.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of ticks. What'd you make of Desert Lightning? Obviously, probably wants further, maybe.
Yeah, I don't really have too many thoughts about that horse, but like it. I just, I'm happy enough to, you know, it's gotten out of a mile. Like, I don't know a whole lot about the horse, but, you know, I think there's enough with Arkansas Kid. Like, I don't even really need to know anything about it at all, to be honest. But I think there's enough in that price with Arkansas Kid where, you know, if a New Zealand horse that's coming off mile form is going to knock me off, then and so be it. I'm pretty happy just being with Arkansas Kid.
Yep. His big claim to fame is beating Legato when he sat on a really fast tempo and she just got too far back. So, but that was over 1,600 metres. So 61 first up, 1,200 metres. Yeah, I'm happy to probably risk. All right. Let's go to the sixth, which is the Atlantic Jewel Stakes, 1,200 metres for the three-year-old fillies. And this is an absolute head-scratcher of a race because there are three jewel acceptors that have
What are you going to do? Like, what do you talk about here? Because they're all probably going to go to Sydney, so...
It's a nightmare of a race to do on a Wednesday. Those three jewel acceptors are Amina, who carries the penalty. She's $2.90 favourite. The two Godolphin horses are Silmarillion, $5, and Zatung, $5. And Immortal Star sitting there at $5. So all of a sudden, if those other three end up going to Sydney, Immortal Star is odds on favourite or even money.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to get it beat.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. What are your thoughts in this race, Bob?
Well, I don't have any solid thoughts. I could easily see Amina getting beaten. I sort of didn't give this race too much time because I was just going to wait till the three at the top either came out or confirmed running. So this isn't a race that I gave a whole lot of time because it's just not worth spending, however long I'm going to spend on a race when the top three at the market might not even be there. So. I think Amina, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets beat around Mooney Valley, gets Mark Zara on, but, you know, 290 is, I think, a little bit short. Silmarillion's going to go up on speed. There's no jockey engaged, so it's probably going to Sydney. And Zetum, I thought it was quite good in the Silver Shadow, but, again, it's got no jockey booking and it'll probably go to Sydney, so I don't know what to say about it.
I reckon there is a chance that James Cummings splits his two.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them goes. I just got no idea which one.
Yeah, it's a difficult race.
I'd say Silmarillion's probably the most likely to come here because it's the on speed horse. This is Mooney Valley.
K-Max booked for it.
So. On who?
On Silmarillion.
Maybe that's a bit of a line given Karen is coming here.
He rode it last start too.
Yeah.
He's coming to ride Coleman obviously in the Group 1, so I don't know. But that's just a wait and see, I guess. Let's move on. The boys' version, pretty much, is the Mackenzie Stakes over 1,200 metres for the lads, the Colts and Geldings. Epimeals is $3.20 favourite for our man Farjack, proud owner. Public Attention has looked really good in his work and also won well on debut. He's $4.60. Then you're out to Sergeant Major, $7.50. Stolly Bolly, $7.50. And Angel Capital, $8. I thought another tricky race because Epimeals potentially could be the best horse in time, but is he a 1,200 meter horse and is barrier one around the valley first up just a little bit of an issue if he's not right there up on speed? So I don't know. I'll throw to you boys, but I know the owners are very, very keen. He's been jumping out like a rocket. He actually beat Growing Empire in a jump out and then in his gallop at the Valley on Tuesday morning, he went around with Cabalas and he was literally looked just as good as him. So I don't know if 1,200 metres is his distance, but those boys in the ownership have backed him at $5 all in at points.
Mm. Yeah, he's definitely a nice horse. I have a good opinion of him. He's a nice looking horse too. So he's definitely a guineas horse and, you know, if he wins on Saturday, then, that's only a bonus for Ian Connections. But, yeah, I thought gate one was probably a little bit tricky. He's quite a big horse, and I don't think he's the quickest away. So, I hope he runs on well and does good things for Firejack. But today might not be his day, but probably doesn't need to be. He's definitely going to get out over further. I thought Public Attention was the one that sort of made sense, but I couldn't quite get it as short as what the market has it. It's sort of, you know, it's the one that's just is him winning this race would just make perfect sense. And I have it favorite. Stolly Bolly is another one that's half interesting. That race, I think, is behind Daggers. That I think that race is quite good, but again, it's probably going to go back to last. And do you want to be there on the day? And also, Extreme Diamond went really well at Geelong, I think it was. He had a nice SP on debut at Sandown. Got knocked around a bit, and went really well at his second start. And obviously Angel Capital's there, but he's probably going to be better of a little bit further than this as well. So I think Public Attention is the one that it all makes sense for him, but I want a little bit better to be involved in the price. And, you know, if I get $5, it's one of those ones that I can sort of think about. Also, Bizzusto, I sort of ummed and ahed about backing it at $16 earlier today, but I didn't. It's a half brother to Amelia's Jewel. I thought, you know, got out over a mile, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a sprinter. And like in this grade, I think it can be very competitive. So, you know, if it was to get another drift out on the day, like if I'm getting 14, 15, 16 bucks, Bizzusto is one that I could definitely have something on. So if I'm going to be betting the race, it's sort of between Public Attention, Bizzusto, and Extreme Diamond.
Yep, he did run pretty well, I thought, Bizzusto in the JJ.
Yeah, well, he ran third to Broadsiding. It's not bad form, is it?
Yeah, it's a distant third, but it's still third.
Yeah.
Nico, did you have any thoughts in this race?
I hope Epimeos runs good for far. I've spoken to him and he's very bullish, but I don't know if 1200 in the Valley is going to be his go. He's a bit of a horse that takes a bit of a wind up. So if he gets a little bit of interference at some stage of the race, that might make his job a little bit harder. So, yeah, I don't really have a firm opinion in the race. I hope he runs well for far and the connections, but, yeah, it wasn't really a race that I had a firm opinion in.
Yep. I remember back to this race last year. We had an absolute fill-up on Stepardi.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably in bot sort of corner. If I have to have an on-top selection here, it's probably Public Attention. I really like what it did on debut. I think it's probably going to get the right run from barrier two. And, yeah, in its work, it has looked sensational. It actually went around with what was the Price Kent horse that I backed at the Valley a few weeks ago? Didn't go any good in the last.
No idea, man. You're telling that story.
I'll think of it in a second. But went around with it in a gallop and, yeah, it was the piece of work of the morning. So I think he's a very nice horse, Public Attention. I think Epimeals is as well, but, yeah, Public Attention on top. Ray Cokie was the one who looked like a superstar in the lead-up to that race but went flat.
He's a fucking pretender.
All right, let's get on to the So You Think Stakes, 1,500 metres, and wouldn't James Cummings love to win the So You Think? He's got the $2.30 favourite in Pericles, and then you're out to a lot longer gap in Mutamek, $5.50, Pounding, $8.50, Attrition, $9. So the market says those are the only real chances. But what'd you think of the makeup of this race, firstly, and maybe some of the speed? Rolls would have to go forward, Independent Road, Buffalo River, so there might be a fair bit of it.
Yeah, there probably would be a bit of speed this race. You know, you got Rolls is going to kick up from one. Pounding's going to be up there as well. Independent Road wants to go forward. I thought Pericles, this is a really, really good race for him, like, as you said as well. James Cummings, there's half an incentive for him to win it because, you know, it's his granddad's best horse, or one of at least anyway. Earlswood was positive last week, and on the backup, I'd expect him to want to be positive. And Buffalo River's drawn widest, so... you know, he only knows one way. So there is a shit ton of speed here. So, yeah, where do you look? But, you know, you doing this race and it's another one of those ones where Pericles just makes sense, but I probably couldn't. Like, I have it 240. That's my price, 240. And the market's telling me it's a 240 chance as well. So, you know, it's only Wednesday. I'll probably get a better price than that, and it could be something that I could get involved in. Winamek's going to get a long way back from barrier 12, or so is Attrition from barrier 11. And, yeah, I'm pretty much bang on market here. I can't tell you that there's anything in, you know, it is Wednesday. The market's still sitting collectively at about 118% between it, all of the corporates. So we'll get much better prices on Saturday. And I think Pericles, you know, if the market will strengthen, you probably get 280 maybe or so on the day. Yeah. I think that's probably a fair bet. You know, it's going to get Blake Schooner. I think it's probably going to lob like one out, three back or something. It's just sort of going to get there because it's Blake Schooner's a great rider. And I think this is just a perfect opportunity for him to notch up a win. I thought he was a little bit disappointing at Caulfield, but I think a race with a lot of speed in it could really help him, because I think he is sort of that sort of 15 to 2,000 meter horse, and I think high pressure will probably. I don't think he's got a massive turn of foot, so just that sustained gallop could really suit him, and he's got a run under his belt as well. So yeah, he's the one that I'm sort of thinking about, but I'm not forcing anything.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. Pericles will get a better price. I think we'll get $2.70, $2.80 on the day, and he's a bet. James Cummings and Reg Fleming, who actually worked for Bart back in the day, now works for James. Reg actually called me up when we made this race at the Valley, the So You Think, and he said, you know, sort of thank you guys for actually finally naming a race after this horse. I think they'd been trying to do it at Flemington or whatever for a long time, and they've actually been wanting a race for him, and somehow there wasn't a race after the Great So You Think. So in my mind, Pericles is the perfect horse, and he actually has been targeting this race for a while. I thought he was solid first up there in the PB Lawrence, was chopped out for a run at the top of the straight. Yes, he found a gap and was still a little bit disappointing, sort of just one batted to the line, but as you said, Bot, he's probably not a turn of foot horse. He probably wants a little bit of speed, and he's going to get it here. He's probably going to find a beautiful map, sort of a middle draw. He'll go forward, and Attrition and Mutamek are the big closers, but they're going to have to do a fair bit of work to get him. So he's clearly on top. I think he'll improve his rating from last start, and up to 1,500 metres is good. Attrition, there were really good signs for him last start. He sort of ran the third fastest last 200 metres of the entire meeting there at Morpheville, which, you know, going off some of his trials and jump outs, we're probably questioning whether he, you know, still wanted to be a racehorse. And I think he's ticked that box now. He's got to carry the 60 kilos here as a Group 1 winner, but, you know, can only see him running well. He obviously ran second in the Fian this time around last year to Pinstripe, who is now Group 1 winner. So probably have him in second. Mutamek is as tough as nails, and he'll be steaming home late as well. But Pericles clearly on top. Nick?
Again, no firm opinion in this race. Yeah, I don't know. I can understand your logic wanting to back Pericles, but I don't know. I'm getting a bit sick of him too. He's a toothless tiger. He doesn't fucking bite.
Travel
he
like is. That. Everyone's well, actually
he
using
is. He is. He's half a fucking cat. He lacks a killer punch.
He does like a killer punch a little bit. I'll give you that.
Well, but so does every other fucking horse in this race, apart from Mutamek. He always tries, but am I the only one confused as to how Mutamek didn't run second last week? When I watched the race, I was like, oh, beautiful, it's ran second.
And I thought I had the exacta. I had thought I had the exacta with Rise of Dawn for sure.
Somehow ran fourth. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, no, there's no way that it's ran fourth. Anyway, yeah, it's a so-so race. Pericles should win, but yeah, I don't know. Can you trust him? I can't.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on then. Let's go straight to the Group 1. The Group 1 Moya Stakes, 1,000 metres at the Valley. Of course, this race used to be on grand final eve, but we've brought it forward 3 weeks to hopefully get some more Everest horses or horses of that calibre. And I would say it's worked. We've had a fair bit of good feedback.
Good race.
So, yep, that's really good. Estriella, she's the only one of the fancies who's not a Group 1 winner, yet she goes up $3.40 favourite. From Lady of Camelot, who's been well supported into $3.70, the Golden Slipper winner. You've got I Wish I Win there at $4.80. Is he a Valley 1,000-metre horse? Maybe, maybe not, probably not. Coleman is $10, and Hayasugi, the Blue Diamond winner, is $11. Will, map here. The all-important barrier draw was on Tuesday, and I think Lady of Camelot has just drawn the perfect marble to lead this, find the fence with Zach Lloyd on board. Estriella probably comes across. Can she find that position before anyone else? There's a good chance that she does and settles OSL, but I think Lady of Camelot burns them off early, and then it's just sort of everyone else finding their spots in behind.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, Lady of Camelot, I'd say leads. She'll be pushed along to lead and be confused if she doesn't. Estriella, there's a little bit of speed sort of just drawn inside us. So we have to work a little bit just to find that outside lead spot. I thought Mornington Glory probably gets the just about the run of the race. I think it'll get the box seat. And Johnny Rocker won't be too far away. I wish our win's going to be sort of slightly worse in midfield. I thought Coleman could find a position. And Heyasugi, I'd say, probably goes back. And Cabalas, I've got no idea about. They could try and push forward, but it's probably just going to end up being wide around 1,000 at Moonee Valley. So they're just probably going to go back, I guess. So, Lady Camelot's the one that, you know, the pundits all like it. It all makes sense. She's a Golden Slipper winner. She's going to probably lead at around the Moonee Valley 1,000. But I just can't get her that short. I can't get Australia that short. I wish I win. He's just not a 1,000-meter horse around Moonee Valley. Like, he'll be storming home late, but he's going to be, you know, he's going to be pushed along from about the 800 meters. So I thought, you know, Coleman was, and he'll be, he's not popular, and he won't be popular with many people because he's trialed poorly. I've heard from lots of people, but you know, he's a really nice horse, and I thought at $12 doesn't do him justice. And Mornington Glory, he's been airborne. Like, I think he's about an $11 chance. The price has been clipped up. He's 21s into 16s just recently, actually. So the two that I was could have something on at least are the Mornington Glory and Coleman. But again, it's not like 1,000 meters at Moonee Valley. I don't typically love these sorts of races. You know, anything can happen with the map. But yeah, I'm quite confident with my prices actually in this race. But I just it's just a race I'm not super enthused about. And if I was going to have a bet, I'd probably back Coleman. But yeah.
Yep.
Thoughts?
Nico, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'm really keen here. I think Lady of Camelot is a moral.
Bang. There we go. No grey up.
Fuck. No, I'm not grey. I think 50 kilos, barrier 2. I think she's won the race at the barrier draw on Tuesday morning. I just think her from barrier 2 with 50 kilos on her back, she's a ball of speed. She's trialled super. I'm just really keen on her chances. I think Estriella is a nice horse, but she's got to carry 6.5 kilos more, and she's going to have to work 1,000 meters at the Valley. And I just think Lady of Camelot, 50 kilos, going to do no work from 2. She's going to have the rail, which is probably important for a young horse up in grade against the big guns. I'm just really, really keen on Lady of Camelot's chances. I think this is a really good crop of 3-year-olds. The form's been franked with the proper ones, Storm Boy, the like. And she's in that top echelon, obviously, winning the slipper, winning the best race of her generation. So, I'm really, really keen on her chances. I think I Wish I Win will just have a great barrier trial for a few weeks' time come the Manicato. Heyasugi, nice horse, but I just think her work's cut out for her. She's not a 5-furlong horse. There's a lot of horses in this race that aren't 5-furlong horses or aren't suited or aren't 5-furlong horses. And I just think Lady of Camelot is, she's fit, she's ready to go. This is a great opportunity for Zach Lloyd, and I think he will grab it with both hands. And they'll be winning the Moyer Stakes.
Beautiful. All right, well, block your ears, because I absolutely turned myself into a meme last week on Twitter by coming out and touting all the great prices I had in the Memsy. And someone actually commented, I think it was Steve, Pommy Steve on Twitter, actually said, you know, it'll be Pinstripe that does it to you. Going back a few weeks when I was saying I've got prices for Mr. Brightside and prior to Jenny and Antino. And what do you know? The horse that I was so keen on, Pinstriped.
Don't tell me you believe that Steve actually knows what he's talking about and he had some sort of...
No, he's got no idea. But anyway,
what he talks... I'm sure Steve have lots of ideas.
Yeah, well, just because Steve,
if you're listening, I'm sure you've got an idea.
Just because Steve's saying pinstripe's going to do it to you. It doesn't mean he can actually tell you the
future. I hope
future.
Steve filled up on pills, pinstriped.
Filled up on pills, oh. Say that again. All right. So if you're a subscriber of the 6 Day, you probably want to block your ears. If you're not, then you should probably come and join the party because we have results for Estriella at $8, Lady of Camelot at $11. We've got a saver for I Wish I Went at $5.50. We backed Coleman as soon as Moya Stakes markets dropped at 50-1. And we've also got 50-1 for Mornington Glory. So if I don't get a result here, then I am going to become an even bigger meme on Twitter and you can poke fun at me all you like. I'll cop it.
I will.
If I'm assessing this race right now in terms of if I didn't have any results going already, Lady of Camelot clearly on top. As Nico said, I really love the barrier draw for her. Gets him with 50 kilos. Zach Lloyd. The only bummer is you don't get Tim Clark on. He obviously can't ride this weight, but
I'm more than happy with Zach.
Yeah,
I'm rather him than TC because me and fucking TC don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, you can't catch him.
I'd much rather Zach. No, uncatchable cunt.
But I've loved her two trials. Very similar to Storm Boy in terms of ridden out in her trials, but I think we just have to look past that now because at least when you're ridden out, as long as you see a response, which she has.
I think there's a little disclaimer with that. Like Gay likes that. Gay uses the trials to get her horses fit. If you ever see a Gay horse pushed out of a trial, I don't think you should be worried that, oh, fuck, they could have trialed better. I'd nearly half rather them see get a little shove along than sit there. How many horses do you go, oh, yeah, it trialed fucking like a bomb. You're sitting there stroking it and it fucking goes no good.
Yeah.
You know that this is ready to go. This is a set play.
100%. Yeah, I like it. The latest trial was against Giga Kick, and you can just see that J-Mac pushed Giga Kick along that last sort of 200 metres to try and keep in touch with Lady of Camelot, and she just held him at bay, held him to a length and a half. I thought it was really good work. Clearly on top, Mornington Glory would be a great story if Gav was able to get his first group one, as would Johnny Rocker for Nick Ryan, both going for their first group ones. Coleman jumped out with the blinkers on, or not jumped out, he galloped at the Valley with the blinkers on Tuesday, but Matt Laurie has decided to take them off. So I thought that was interesting. He got a little bit fizzy, but I thought his late work in that gallop was really good. Hayasugi will be ridden cold. Cabalas, I don't think has the ratings to win this, goes back from 9 and Chain of Lightning. Don't think it's a 1,000-meter horse. So that's the race.
What do you reckon about Estriella? Who do you reckon starts favourite? Do you reckon Estriella starts favourite or Lady Camelot?
Lady Camelot, clear fave.
By clear fave.
60, 70 cents, I reckon.
I don't know. I reckon they'll start pretty close.
What price is Estriella a bet then?
Oh, like $4.50?
Yeah, I've got her like $4.
So. Well, I reckon you'll have a decision to make. She'll start with a 4 in front, I reckon.
I think the track will be very interesting as well. Like if it does sort of firm up and you want to be closer to that fence, then Lady of Camelot is heavily advantaged because Estrella is probably going to be in lanes 4 and 5.
I just can't see how that she can sit outside Lady of Camelot, give her 6.5 kilos, do work and beat her. I just can't picture it.
And Lady of Camelot's first up win last prep in the Widden was, was it first up or second up?
She's a serious animal, Lady of Camelot.
It was in very fast time.
How the fuck did she get beaten with Diamond? Oh.
Yeah.
Still hurting.
It's because of your boy Spywire.
Oh, fucking Spywire.
All right, shall we move on to Sydney?
What a world. Lady of Camelot gets beaten the Diamond. Spywire causes that. Spywire should have pissed in against Growing Empire. Two proper animals. Spywire will never win another fucking race. What a world.
The great game. All right. Royal Randwick. Geez. Rail is plus 6 metres, but the fence has been really off in Sydney the last few meetings. They do have a little bit of rain. Oh, actually, nah, it's only saying 1 mil, so that shouldn't affect the races at all. It's a good four at the moment, so I'd be saying should be pretty fair Randwick. I'm not sure if anyone has any thoughts around the track.
Nope. I look like, you know, they're getting well off the fence at Randwick, and it's a disadvantage to be drawn inside.
Rail out six probably helps that a little bit, but
it's, not much.
They've been getting into like lane 24.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to make a difference. They're going to be off the fence.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go straight to race six. It is the Furious. And as we said, there are three dual acceptors. So we probably won't spend too much time on this. But the interesting one is Manal, his favorite, meets the girls back at level weights after carrying the penalty last time. She's $3 favorite from Amina, $5. Drifting was a good winner in Melbourne last time, $6. Zatung, $8. Lazura, $10. El Mozillo, $13. Silmarillion, $14. And Two Darn Lizzie, $14.
Oh, look, this is so the Melbourne race went better than what the Sydney Fillies did, and I don't know. I guess the Sydney Fillies are default favourite because that's what the market usually does. But I think there'll be a move for Drifting, especially drawn. I don't think it'll be a disadvantage to be drawn wide at Randwick on Saturday. You know, as we've said, it has been a disadvantage to be drawn inside. So,
it's a bit of a yucky jockey bookie. Not gonna lie.
Surely it doesn't go back. Like, it's got speed, it can push forward. There's not a whole lot of speed. Well, there's a little bit, but like it's decent speed, but there's no reason for them to go back, I would have thought. So, you know, I'm just looking straight at the ratings. Drifting ran a really good race at Caulfield. It went better than what the Sydney Fillies did, and at $6, and the other ones are $3 to $5. I haven't priced the race or anything, but if I did, I'd guarantee you that Drifting's probably a bet.
If she drew a little bit more inside Drifting, I agree. She's probably a bet at $6, $6.50. She comes here with the best last start rating in this field. The Manal race is interesting because she started even money favorite. And it was very much a bunch finish. It was a slow tempo. Perhaps she appreciates a little bit more pace, but she stays at 1,200 meters. Mm. This is a horse who won the size, so it's just a bit icky. I mean, if Drifting draws barrier five, then I'm probably all over her, but the barrier is just...
She's going to go forward, though.
Yeah, but is Tommy that type of jockey? Just to... I don't know.
Mm. Well, you'd be throwing your TV remote at the screen if he doesn't push forward or not. Like, use the brain.
Yeah, well, we might be doing that. Mm. 13 of
13. I can't talk shit about Tommy. Anyway, yeah.
You can't talk shit about anyone. You're actually horrible at it.
Anyway, moving on.
He's horrible at talking to me.
But are you going to do a written preview this week?
No. Just reviews. Maybe I will. I don't know. I could.
We should just move him strictly to written content only.
Have racing.com got you doing any written content yet or what? Have they realised you're not just a social media boy?
I don't know. I haven't been asked to do anything yet.
Yet. Big yet. All right, Nico.
It's hard for people that want to have a bet in this race to have one with so much uncertainty. But I'm interested to see this number 8, Lazura, back. It was a good win at the Scone Carnival. I reckon I backed it that day. Tommy lifted it.
Sorry to confuse everyone. I accidentally said Tommy Berry was on Drifting. It's Sherry.
Yeah, that's why I said yuck jockey bookie. I would have loved Tommy Berry on Drifting.
Yeah.
I think this Lazura is a nice animal. So I'm interested to see it back. But yeah, who would know? You take Manal on at all costs, and if Amina's there, she's the one to beat. But who would know? Like, with so many dual acceptors, this race could change complexion very quickly, or it might not change at all. So,
yeah,
I think you just have to wait until closer to Saturday before you have an opinion. But I reckon you can take Manal on at all costs. If, say, the race is as it is now, my advice would be probably have something on Amina and something on Lazura. But, there's... You know, both the Godolphin horses and Drifting are nice animals as well. So, and they've always had a good opinion of Two Darn Lizzie and the Queensland horse that Willow's riding. So, I'm sure we'll probably learn a little bit more post Saturday, but an interesting race.
Yeah. As I said, the bunch finish last start really grazed me up. So maybe the DF is drifting, but barrier and jockey doesn't completely fill you with confidence. All right, let's go on to race seven. I would say this is maybe the Chelmsford is the feature, but I'm calling this the feature. The Concord, 1,000 meters. I think it's worth $1 million, and we see the return of an Everest winner. Number one, Giga Kick, carries the number one saddle cloth with 16.5 kilos, $2.70 favorite from Ballinipatina. Well, she just keeps racing and she just keeps winning. She's $4.20, Private Eye $6. Half Cabin, after a little bit of an early move, is back out to $8. Remark. He probably is one of the only horses in this race who you say is a proper 1,000-meter horse. $8, IME $10, and then you're out to Red Card 21s. So firstly, Map, very interesting. Dragonstone is one to go forward. Half Cabin probably doesn't want to be too far away, but...
Red Card will go forward.
IME...
Way to the Stars will go forward.
Sorry, not... Yeah, I got that mixed up. I'm looking at the wrong end of the speed map, punters. IME goes forward with Way to the Stars and Red Card. Remark won't want to be too far away. And then sort of Giga Kick probably just drifts back. Ballinipatina, I don't know if she has the speed to be right up there over 1,000 metres. Private Eye will be back in the field as well. So who wants to start here? Because it's a very tricky race.
I see it pretty clear, to be honest. There's one really, really good horse in this race. I know he's coming from a long layoff, but his trials have been super. Looks like he's going to be somewhere back to his brilliant best, and his brilliant best is better than this lot, probably bar Ballinipatina. She's a very, very good horse, but I just think if he's anywhere near his old form, Giga Kick, he will be winning on Saturday. I'm excited to see Half Cabin back. I really wish it wasn't fucking here, but he's going to start stepping up and showing everyone the ability that he's got, and hopefully without his two best mates, he can start to deliver on the Atlas that he's always promised the world. Clear as day for me. I think Giga Kick, if he's right, he wins. Bella will be honest. She'll run well, as she always does, but 1,000 metres, dry deck. First up, probably just here for a look around. I want to see something from Half Cabin for probably something slightly easier. But, I'm pretty confident Giga Kick should be winning.
Yeah. I think surely the market's got to take him on and we get close to $3.
Three plus.
I would love between $3.20 and $3.50. If I get that, then I'll probably chime in with a bet. He's not race fit, obviously. He hasn't raced for a year with that little injury in the McEwen behind Imperatrix last year, but
his trials was not in. Craig Williams' fault. Let's just clarify that.
Stu.
Yeah. At anyone that has that fucking narrow mindset, was not Craig Williams' fault.
Yeah. He's a big burly horse who can probably get away from Clayton Douglas a little bit. He puts on condition really easily. So I think the yard will be a pretty good guide to whether... Like, you don't want an alarming drift. I think he'll drift out a little bit, but I like that he's been given two really solid hit-outs at the trials. He's looked good in both of them, so it's not exactly go time by any means, but if he wants to get an Everest slot, he has to be...
He's going to be pretty close to go time.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's not long to the Everest now.
He's got to run at least well here because there's the shorts, 1,100 metres, and then there's the Premier 1,200 before the Everest. He's got to at least impress in some of these races or else he's not getting a slot.
Not only has he got to impress the slot holders, he's got to impress his pilot on Saturday.
Yeah, true. I think J-Mac,
that will go a big way. That will go a big way.
Nah, he's confirmed on Jolly Star. I'm going to say it now.
You reckon?
Yeah. I reckon Giga Kick will need a new rider in the Everest, yep.
Well, Craig's there.
Oof.
Apparently, Craig.
I would love nothing more than Willow to go back on Giga Kick, but he actually rang Jonathan Munns to trial him, and he got laughed at in his face. So I was told. So that's that. That goes that idea. Nash will ride, I reckon.
Oh, no.
Nash and Clayton are pretty good mates. I reckon that will be.
Won't Nash be on one of the Joe Pride horses? What's Jay Ford doing on Private Eye? Seriously.
I think Nash would ride Giga Kick if the opportunity arose.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I would love to see it. Yeah, he's on top for me. He's going to get back here, and he's not really a 1,000-meter horse, but he's a classy horse. Ballina Bettina is short enough now at 420. Private Eye, bit of a campaign to forget last time around. I probably just want to see how he comes back. Aft Cabin up to 59 kilos against the big boys here. I know he's been gelded and he's trialed brilliantly, but he was always a good trial horse, so I'd just be a little bit cautious with him.
He's a fucking look at himself in the mirror type of runner, old Aft Cabin.
Yeah, he's probably devastated.
Mirror in his room mates. Type job.
Yeah. Yeah, good race. I wouldn't be surprised if Giga Kick and Bella and Private Eye got beat by the likes of an IME or a Remark or something like that, but I'm going to go Giga Kick on top. I'll be boring.
Yeah, I think Giga Kick's never been as good as at 1,000. He gets better the further he goes. Like one of his best ever runs is over 14. I think he's a better horse over further, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's, you know, sort of finishes midfield running on here.
Wouldn't shock me either.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets out to like $4 or something. Like they take a massive set against him. Like his ratings at 1,000 meters are nowhere near as what they are over 12 and further, and he's off a year. Like I know he's got J Mac, but like he's a horse that everyone knows. He's got James McDonald on it. Like they're gonna force the price down as much.
Anyone listening out there with any sort of pull in the market, please adapt Will's philosophy. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think horses sort of like Remark and IME will be the ones that they push for and
pile into those cows.
The horse with the best rating in 1,000 meters is probably Private Eye in the Lightning.
And he's not a 1,000 meter fucking horse either.
Yeah,
but you know, there's the sort of half questions about him as well. But he went really well first up last prep, and then the prep before that. So, you know. They could be targeting this race. I doubt it. They're obviously targeting Everest, but, you know.
Interesting race. Very, very interesting race. Let's move on to the eighth, which is the Chelmsford. Zardozi is even money favourite. Wow. Gets James McDonald on board. Maybe that's something to do with it. Buckaroo is $6.50. Hinged is $6.50 as well. Adelaide River, $8. Got none. Just Fine is $9.50. Nonconformist, $16. Speed here, Just Fine probably wants to push forward. Hinge won't be far away. Military Mission, Adelaide River, that's probably your speed horses. Zardozi won't be too far away. Buckaroo goes back. But Bot, I agree with you. I am a bit sick of myself for backing this horse, Buckaroo, but I'm going to do it. He just gives me a bit of an icky feeling. He hasn't done much besides that Ranvert.
You blokes are crook.
I've backed him at $7. I thought he was equally as good a run as Zardozi last start, if not better. Closed off in good sectionals. Obviously, he's got that really big rating in the Ranvert, which monsters anything in this field. So I am surprised he's gone up the price he has. Maybe a bit of map related. He's going to go back from the draw and Zardozi gets J-Mac. But I just think they should be much closer together. I'll probably... Like Zardozi, I would probably mark sort of like $3.50 and Buckaroo sort of like $4.50. And I can see Zardozi winning, but I just don't want to touch evens.
Buckaroo should be favorite and I'm going to back it. I'm going to bet. Like this is like
he's having a bet in Sydney and he could be backing one of the most heartless horses in Australia.
Oh, wow.
I reckon Buckaroo is one of the most underappreciated horses in Australia. Like,
what's he ever done to be appreciated?
The races he runs, like he's always put in just unwinnable spots. The splits he runs, the races he's up against, like he was crawling over Place de Carousel and was keeping up with Visa Stadium on the Ranvert. The splits he ran last time, he's always running massive splits.
Josh Paul slaughtered him last start.
The only person who'll be crawling on the floor is you after you've backed this heartless fucking flea.
I've done this so harsh. He's a good horse.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Up to the mile is good.
In his own fucking dreams, Bot.
I think he's a better horse than Zardozi. I think he should be favourite.
Like, I'll just break this down.
Zardozzi's going to be three back, one off. What's he going to be back? He's going to be like probably going to be last.
Fifth back, yeah.
Yeah, like he's going to be
back with his mates.
Like unless Just Fine like pinches it because they go slow or something, or Hinge resurrects herself. Like I just think he can make him like 280. Like,
there is easily so much dead wood in this race. Francesco Guardi hasn't done anything since that Mooney Valley Gold Cup.
No, he's 126
to
1.
Military Mission is a stayer. Poptronic is just a watch horse. Athabascan is a 2 miler. Nonconformist can do something sometimes, but he hasn't done something for a while. Just Fine was awful first up.
I would love Nonconformist to win.
Adelaide River was awful. Let me just quickly finish here. Hinged is just not the same mare she was. So you're left with two chances. Zardozzi's even money and Buckaroo $7. For mine, it's an easy bet. I'm with Bot and I can't believe it.
I wouldn't be surprised if Nonconformist wins, to be honest. Like he's a horse I could have something on it. At big odds, I think, like, I've seen that he's trialed quite well, and he's you know, like he's run some really nice races fresh before, but yeah, I think Buckaroo is a better horse than Zardozzi, and I think he should be favourite. I think he was better in the Winks, and I think he's been a horse that's just been put in awful scenarios in his entire Australian career. And no, he was running over in Royal Ascot, running time form numbers between 118 and 120. Like, he was brought over for a Cox Plate. Like, he's
make up the numbers.
Yeah, he's
he was Joseph O'Brien, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
Nico, no doubt Zardozzi piques your interest. Surely it's too short though.
No, I'm not having a bet on Zardozzi, but she is the only possible horse in this race that you can back. Like, fair dinkum. You blokes are fucking sick. If Buckaroo wins, I will not be turning up next week because the world will be ending. Like, that's the type of shit that'll be happening.
There's two chances. Process of elimination, Buckaroo and Zardozzi are chances.
Yeah, Zardozzi or I don't know.
I'm going to back exactly Buckaroo, what. And I think Zardozzi will end up getting 244 on the day, and I'll probably save on her.
Zardozzi ran really well at first up, and that was not surprising to me because she's a class horse. This is the one that I just want to see. And, like, depending where she goes next start, give me, like, 1,800 to 2,000, she could be, like, max bet type operations. She's a very good filly, but I'd second up 1,600 metres off a decent first up run, knowing that 1,600 is well short of her best. Like, she's on a potential Caulfield Cup path. I don't want to have a bet at $2. I want to wait until next time. Third up, hopefully 2,000 metres. Yep. Serve it up to me on a platter and go Wooshka. But there's no fucking way you can back. You blokes are sick. I can't believe you're backing Buckaroo.
Yeah, you're definitely looking to find.
I cannot believe you're backing Buckaroo. I'm actually utterly even feeling worse than I am right now that this has occurred on the panel. I can't believe it.
I'll definitely be looking to find Zardozzi third up.
You'll be looking for a gun. That's what you'll be looking for.
Look to find her third up at 2,000 metres, maybe the Kingston Town Stakes, or even bring her for the Underwood. Bring her for the Underwood.
I did say that to you during the week. I thought, fuck, if you knew that she was going to the Underwood at like $26, that's a phenomenal bet. But I don't know. Maybe they go to something else before. How far is the Kingston Town? Is that 2,000 metres?
Yeah, 2,000
group. Is that in Sydney just against these other camels?
Yep.
Yeah, well, there's the max bet because she's probably not a moral in an Underwood, but she probably is in that race against the
stayers.
I don't win stakes.
Yep. All right, race 9, the tramway. We see the return of WA's finest horse, which is Amelia's Jewel. She's moved over to the East Coast, though. She's now trained by Annabelle Neesham and Rob Archibald. She's a $2.70 favourite from Freedom Rally, $5. Arctic Glamour is $6.50. Democracy Manifest has been really well backed, 11s into $7.50. And Royal Patronage is $12. Very, very interesting race. I think you've sort of got Fearsin, Felix, Majestic who want to go forward. And then there's probably not a whole lot else. I think there is an opportunity for Tommy Berry to try and be positive on Amelia's jewel, find a midfield position, and from there, she's too good. I think this is the Empire Rose Stakes winner. She'll go to a King Charles. She probably won't be good enough to win that, but against the fillies and mares, I love that she's resuming at 1,400 metres here. They obviously tried to keep her to the sprint trips last time around. If it wasn't for Overpass, you would have said it would have worked because she would have won a quokka, but she's bumped into him twice now. 1,400 metres is definitely more her go. She doesn't have a dominant ratings profile over these, but she does have ratings to win this. And, you know, I think we might get $3 on the day.
Well, she's 320.
Where?
Where?
No, so it's telling me.
Maybe that's Betfair.
That's mythical.
No, it's not. Hold on.
Where? Oh, where's the $3?
Computer's shitting itself. Keep talking. I'll tell you in a second.
Sportsbet.
Can you check this lie? No.
Sportsbet 3. Wait, hold on.
Hey?
320 Sportsbet. Well, that's with the merge. There's two emergencies, but they're both 34.
So that's fake price too.
Well, there's two emergencies and they're 34s and 61s. So like,
you know. Yeah, they'll probably be like 50 cents of deductions with that mob.
Hold on. You can get 350.
Hey?
We're not releasing the podcast until I get on. You can get 350 boosted, about 365.
It's $3 most joints.
350. Oh my God. I'm getting on.
Live betting in the podcast. I have it 350. I priced this race. I thought my Oberon was a massive price for what he is. I thought he's a very good horse. And
my Oberon
is another one of your boyfriends. Fair dinkum.
Also, Nugget is another one. I thought it's a little bit too big. They're just both the sort of horses that just they often draw really badly. Once they draw inside and push forward, they run really nice
Crystal
races.
Mile horses. You can back them eventually when they get to Melbourne, but...
Yeah. Myobron and Nugget are the two that stood out to me in this race as potential, especially Myobron. Like, I think $23 is just a ridiculous price.
Yeah, I think Amelia's Jewels is a clear standout here. I'm really loving the fact that she's stepping out over 1,400 metres. I'm excited to see her out at her right trips this preparation. And as you alluded to, Benny, I can't wait to see her at Flemington over the mile in the Empire Rose. This just looks sort of her race here. I thought sort of the only horse with some sort of resistance was probably Arctic Glamour, but she's not the most trustworthy conveyances ever. And although Freedom Rally's win record doesn't probably back up this, he is a bit of a myth and he's a bit of a flat track bully. He's won some ordinary races in Queensland and he's got some pretty good steers to fall in a couple of other times. So... I think he's taking up way too much percentage. And I'm happy, very happy to be with Amelia's Jewel. I think Tommy will give her a peach, and I'm really excited to see her back on Saturday.
Sweet. Yeah, for what it's worth, I think probably Arctic Glamour might be the danger. Ran really well behind Schwartz, first up at 12. She's obviously going to improve out to 14. Democracy Manifest was really good first up as well, but barrier 15, where does he get to from there? I don't know. I just think Amelia's Jewel, which sounds funny, I think she actually does get the map advantage because T. Berry can use 8. I think that draw is just about perfect, middle of the line. She'll get the 3-wide running line cover, and that has been the spot to be at Randwick for the last few meetings. So I'm keen on her chances. I think 350 is a good price. All right, lads, around the grounds, got anything for us? You know, anything else on Saturday or even Friday, Sunday?
No,
nothing. Well, the only other race we can touch on is Crescetti.
Yes, that's the one I was going to mention.
Keen to see him go around on Saturday. thank God that the rain has stayed away.
Yeah.
Good track, likely in New Zealand, which is good.
Yeah, I think you go first.
Yeah, he's There's a couple of sort of reasonable horses in this race. Q-Whiff, Bonnie Lass, Whitak, Sacred Sonono, but G-Trix. They're reasonable horses, but they're not going to be competitive in our best races. And if Crescetti's going to be competitive in a race like a Golden Eagle, well, he needs to be taking a rather large step forward here on the weekend, I would have thought.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we've actually backed him at the sixth day, Crescetti, at $3.60 because they were locked in equal favourites with Legato. She ended up getting injured. You had to have your finger on the pulse to get the price, but hopefully a few did. He's into even money now. He's obviously one of the favourites in the Golden Eagle. Whether he's good enough to win that race, we soon sort of see, but he's been trialling really well in the lead up to this. Comes back as a four-year-old. Yeah, this is the preparation where he either goes boom or bust. He's won 8 from 9. He's probably going to be a little bit too good for New Zealand in time, and hopefully he comes to Australia after this run and can make a real impression. He's got a few good ones to beat. Bonnie Lass, Skewiff, Waitak and Sacred Sotono. They're no hacks by any means, but if he's going to graduate to that next step and really take it up to horses like Celestial Legend and a Golden Eagle, then he needs to be winning this. Barrier 9, it's a little bit wide, but he'll just go forward from there, probably sit OSL, hopefully.
Huge.
Questions.
Huge. A quick Backlay Prey or podcast multi. We actually
did bags Arkansas week. Kid.
Fuck it. All right, Arkansas Kid. We'll get this one. Honestly, we'll get this podcast multi. Nick?
Mm.
Oh, I really want to put Zardos in.
No, I'm not.
I will put in. Lady of Camelot.
Lady of Camelot. My choices are between Pericles and Crescetti.
Oh, fucking hell! I thought you were going to say Amelia's Jewel. That's why I sort of left it open for you.
Oh, I just don't think she's a lock in that race.
Well, that's why I didn't touch Giga Kick, but take Crescetti, I reckon.
But what do you reckon?
You're asking me, do I want to take a horse that I'm probably like, who the fuck is Crescetti? I don't even know who that horse is.
Oh, the disrespect.
Yeah. And Amelia's Jewel. Amelia's Jewel then, because
not Amelia's Jewel, Pericles.
Oh, Pericles. Yeah.
I'm gonna take Pericles because Crescetti has been beaten over 1400 meters against Bonnie Lass before when he SP'd $1.50 favorite and it absolutely killed me. It's the only time he's ever lost a race, and it was to Bonnie Lass who was in this race. So therefore, I'm going for the storyline. Pericles to deliver
Pericles podcast gets multi. Beat. He's forever in the layman.
For James Cummings and the great Bart. Love that. The storyline. And obviously Reg Fleming as well, who really wants to win the race.
Questions.
No one's got an each way or a lay?
No. Oh, no. Buckaroo, each way. Yeah.
Lay the fuck out of Buckaroo. Dead set. lay it till it hurts. I do actually have one other bet. Randwick Race 2, Martini Mama. This mare is a ball of speed. Gets J-Mac, good gate, 1,100. Just going to beat Spring Lee, who was ordinary last start. But, yeah, she's a nice horse, Martini Mama. So it's just a little luck tester for the punters at $12.25 to kick their day off at $3.
Sweet as. All right, let's get to some questions. Shane Burnett says, give us another Trixie for this weekend. You can probably just take those three and then maybe add in Amelia's Jewel as well.
Yeah.
We've got a really big fan of the podcast, obviously. You sent in, this is from Kuda Kurtz, says, what's the podcast? So obviously he loves the show.
That's funny.
RD, he's got a couple, as always. Nico, how long has it been since the Dons have made the finals?
Have we lost Nico? I think we've lost. It's been 20 years, by the way. Just I'm an innocent
fan
too.
I think that's since they've won a final, not made it.
Yeah, since we won a final.
RD, he's actually not ignoring you. He actually has frozen.
Yeah, it's just frozen.
Nico needs to leave and come back. Does Pride of Jenny win a group on this spring?
No. No, I think she's gone. I don't think she wins another race.
You reckon? Wow.
Yeah. I don't think she can win another race. Unless they like drop her down to like the Fan or something. Maybe
yeah, you know she's... Well, it's not a group one. But yeah, did you hear that? They might be coming to the Fan. So that's huge.
Well, that's good for the Fan.
RD says, Ben, remember when you had to fill up with the subs on attrition? Absolutely, I remember. We backed him in the Toorak handicap. Antino looked to have his measure.
Oh, that was one of the all. I had a complete strip out Caulfield Guineas Day until that point, and then I backed the Hamilton Cup winner. Like I had a good bet at like 550, and then I completely forgot about it because I was paying attention to Caulfield. Like I completely forgot about the Hamilton one because it's fucking Hamilton. And then I backed attrition at like 40s, 50s, you know, and then it won. And then I remembered that right. I remembered that. Hamilton won, and I was down like I don't know, but I ended up winning on the day, and it was a good day in the end. Yeah. And those breast balls as well, just good.
Yeah, it'd be great to see attrition getting back in the winners.
Yeah, it was doing something late in Adelaide.
Yeah, it was
back on track.
Ruben Evans, any chance of having something small on Heyasugi? The Fan Club will be out in full force.
I just don't think 1,000 meters is a go.
Yeah, she's probably going to be back half on the field over 1,000 meters, fast run, Lady of Camelot. Like she could be giving the leader the best part of 6 to 7 lengths on the run. She'll be coming home well, but I just don't know if it's the right setup for her. But she has looked really, really, really good in her trials and jump outs. Livia says, yawn emoji going to get you in trouble there. Yeah, that was me saying yawn about me out to social activities tomorrow, and that's why we're going to do the podcast tomorrow. I'm in the doghouse for that. Coops, who's going to win the NRL and AFL grand finals?
No, I don't fucking know.
NRL, I've got no idea. I'll go the Storm.
No idea. I don't know. It's very even this year. It's very difficult.
AFL. I'm going to go an upset. GWS
is that an upset?
Their first one. They're fourth in the ladder. Oh, maybe it's not, but they haven't won one, have they? No, they haven't.
No.
Go the Giants.
They got smashed by Richmond 1 year.
Yeah. Carlton probably can't win, so go the Giants. Hopefully Carlton go far, but I doubt it.
Not happening.
Coops, who had the better bald head, RD or Adrian? Great question.
That's a tough one. I'm pretty sure RD was freshly shaved, so I'd say it was RD. So, yeah, fuck, it's a difficult question.
The bowling ball.
I'd have to say RD because he was freshly shaved.
Yeah, was Jason shiny. Maskeel says, what are your thoughts on Poptronic? This is the gay import, isn't it?
Yeah, I it's gone no good, isn't it? Like, it was brought over, I think it was good. It's a nice horse, but I think it's been bred for breeding purposes, and it hasn't been going very well at the trials I've heard. So, you know, might just butter. Be. Oh no, I haven't watched the trials, but I've heard that it's going no good at the trials. But yeah, might be just one run, and then if it goes no good, it's off breeding.
Yep, Ben, what award will you win tomorrow night? Encouragement award from RD. Yes, definitely nothing more than that. Ben, if you were stranded on a desert island with either Nico or Brett, who would you prefer?
Depends if you want your ears chewed off.
For the pure sake of agricultural reasons, I'm going to choose Nico because I don't know if you'd survive out of your natural habitat.
No, I'd survive out of that dungeon, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. What does Mostly Cloudy need to do to get into a Melbourne Cup?
I don't know.
Probably needs to win one of those.
Is this still Brad D?
Yeah. Well, this is RP Fan now on the Twitter.
Oh, fuck. It's alias.
Second identity. Chris, the caster. He gives me a lot of love on Twitter. So thanks, Chris. Thanks for liking all my tweets when others don't. Seeing Amina open behind Manal, do you chalk her up last start win as more of a good ride getting her home, or a good ride saving J-Mac from an STI nomination on a good horse?
I think it's got to do with the weights more than anything, just the weight turnaround. But yeah, I think it was a
and also SPs probably.
Yeah, SPs are definitely.
Manal started market. $2 favorite. I think Manal could possibly turn the tables.
Might just not have improved.
I just don't know if I like that race.
Nah, me neither. It's not a betting race.
Yeah. Is Nico going to come back on?
I don't think so. He's just.
Let me just try him one more time. Because there's actually a question for him that I told the person to ask it on in the box because he couldn't contact him. So let me try and get him up.
Am I not on right now?
No, you're not on. Do you think you're on?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm still rolling live, by the way.
All right, let's just do it like this then.
All right, there's two questions for you, Nico. Reese Wilkinson, what are the dates for the Bull next year, Nico? Everyone wants to know so they can book their accommodation in.
What are the dates for the Bull next year? All right, let me get the calendar up. It'll be the 29th, 30th, and the 1st.
Beautiful. There you go. Those are the 3 days of the Bull Carnival.
If you ever get stuck into future punters, it doesn't matter about the Tuesday and the Wednesday, as long as Grand Annual Day is in May, that's all that matters.
Sweet. So a little bit like the first Tuesday in November for the Melbourne Cup. That's how the Bull works. And the last one is, Nico, what's it like being best mates with Ben Allen?
Well, there's actually a fair backstory. Ben and I went to school together when we were like 11 or 12 before he was the superstar that he is now. But I wouldn't say we're best mates, but we're good mates. And don't worry. I had results on Jenny and Mr. B, but I got a lot of satisfaction and gratification out of seeing a mate do well on the weekend. And we certainly celebrated on Saturday night. So, yeah, Wiz is an underrated hoop, and he probably hasn't reached the heights that he probably promised that he did or would early days due to a couple of different things. But, maybe this next group one will kickstart that for him, and, hopefully he's in for a big spring. But he can certainly ride, and he can certainly party in the wind.
It doesn't matter if you've backed him or not. The best thing about Ben Allen winning a Group 1 is the after party.
Oh, 100%.
All right. Let's wrap it up there, punters. Nico, thanks for tuning in on the phone. Will, you've been very good. We've actually aligned too much tonight, which scares me a little bit.
Dangerous.
But hopefully we both go good. Hopefully you punters go well as well this Saturday. But hopefully you enjoy your weekend. And we'll be back here on Monday night with a review. Cheers.